All right, Bang Bang, today is Wednesday, June 10th. Welcome to the Dog Walk presented by Barstool Sports. If you didn't listen yesterday, stop this right now and listen to it because I'm back here with Chief again. Chief, how's it going?
It's going all right. I feel tense during this episode.
Yeah, it's tense, man. So go listen to that. It's about QAnon, a whole bunch of shit. We don't really know what the fuck it is, but we're trying to navigate it as best as possible. But before we hop into part two here, we do want to talk about Roman Nightly Defense. If you've been dealing with acne, redness, dark spots, or wrinkles, finding treatment that works can be complicated. You need skincare that actually performs, but getting started can be overwhelming. Thankfully, there's a solution. Roman makes it convenient to get customized prescription skincare that really performs. Just grab your phone or computer, complete a free online consultation, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. If appropriate, a doctor will then prescribe a custom blended treatment based on your skin type and priorities. You'll receive your custom skincare treatment with free two-day shipping. You also get free and unlimited follow-ups with your doctor if you need to make a change to your treatment or you have any questions. So with Roman, there are no commitments. You can cancel on anytime. All you got to do is go to getroman.com/barstool offer for a free online visit and start your new skincare routine today. That's getroman.com/barstool offer. Eligibility requirements and additional terms do apply. Go check out Roman, the Nightly Defense. It's great stuff. All right, Chief, you ready for part two?
Let's do it. Okay, so John Podesta had like these emails leak where he was talking about it'd be great to have some pizzas for a half an hour. Like the language, like where you could make a jump to say like, well, that sentence doesn't make sense the way he's using pizzas. Like pizza's probably code for something. And these people are like, it's code for like child prostitution. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, I don't know. Like, how do you
That's
prove
quite
that?
Quite the leap.
And then it gets out of control, like this whole narrative gets spun in like 4chan and these different places to the point where a guy drives up from North Carolina to this pizza place in D.C. with an AR-15 and busts into the place in broad daylight. So it's like, well, this is really fucked up. And but this narrative just like never really goes away that there's this deep state. So maybe the Pizzagate people and the 4chan people and this QAnon, like they're all related somehow. And it's like they took a kernel from the WikiLeaks documents from Podesta's emails and they've like blown it into this massive thing that, you know, it's probably just bullshit.
I read the Wikipedia before mm-hmm. to that pizza place and it's fucked up.
It is.
Like, it's super fucked up.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, those people who work there have just been fucking gone through hell.
Yeah. I mean, and that's like a family, it's like a normal pizza place.
Yeah, like you said, that guy came up with a gun. Mm-hmm. Like, I think another time someone came and shot in there, too. Like, it's just, like, they have had to deal with endless shit, so.
Yeah, and the guy who went in there with a gun, you know, he went in there, like, busted in, like, I'm going to save the day, and, you know, shoots his gun through like a locked door everything's out of the basement of this pizza place, goes through the locked door and it's like a storage closet. There is no basement to that pizza place. And he's like, fuck, I got it wrong. So then he comes out and he like puts his gun down, like offers himself, like turns himself in basically. And he says like, yeah, like I fucked up. I got this Pizzagate, this pizza place thing wrong. But he doesn't really ever shy away from the fact that he thinks he just got the location wrong. Like it was this Comet Pizza and he's like, I got that wrong.
So he still believes that
there is this ring. He just, didn't crack the code. And that's kind of, it seems like that's the appeal kind of this, this QAnon is that it's a conspiracy theory that's like unfolding in real time. So it's not like the Kennedy assassination where it's like, oh, there's some documents leaked and then there's a Zapruder film and I'm going to do a historical investigation. It's like this QAnon account just keeps dropping like little breadcrumbs and people have to like decipher them. And it's almost like it becomes like a choose your own adventure. Like, what do you think this means? And then it becomes like this publicly, maybe not publicly, but like publicly inside of that group accepted truth. Like there's other things, like JFK Jr. was going to come back from the dead. Like he had faked his death and he was like living under this false identity. And it's like, what the fuck? And then like the date that he was supposed to do that came and went and they're like, oh, we just had that wrong.
Damn.
You know, like, or he, it's a different day, or it's a different guy, or he didn't feel comfortable coming out. Mm. And so it's, they just have like an answer for everything because everything is so cryptic. Again, is my understanding. It's hard to really follow, because it's hard to even like when it's hard to get into the weeds of something. You don't know where the weeds are.
Yeah, but it seems like they're making things that are nothing into something, right? Like if there's a basketball game tomorrow, and I'm like, hey, there's going to be a big shot, or there's going to be like someone's going to like fall into the bench.
Yeah,
like that's not so bold of a prediction. Like if something's going on, you know, politically.
Yes. Yeah, but there is, you know, but it's like there's enough like little kernels out there, like the Podesta emails, like the language in those, objectively weird. Something's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not what they're saying it is, but there's something going on.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, Clinton with Epstein. Well, that guy's a known pedophile. Maybe he's involved in this. That's another, you know, so it's like, oh, the Clintons are involved in two different things. And so it's like it just becomes like there's just enough like 1% truth or 1% link that it kind of they can use that and run with it and tie everything together. And then it just kind of gets out of this narrative, just gets out of control to the point that it's like everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like I want to say it was leading up to the 2018 like midterm elections. Trump would go to these rallies and there'd be people with like these like lots of people with like shirts that just say Q on them. So, like, they're public about, like, this is what I believe, and they show up, and they're like, yeah, like, Donald's our guy, and they have this, they're, like, this internet community that's, like, kind of getting into the, you know, I don't know if it's quite mainstream, but, like, enough people know about it that we're getting hit up to, like, hey, talk about these people. And then, you know, I don't know if you've ever driven on, I think it's on 9094, but there's an overpass, and, like, every day there's, like, a poster board that says, you know, QAnon, and then, like, some other sentence like it, but it changed
on the fence
on the overhead.
Yeah, I think that's like right by my neighborhood. I've been meaning to like pull up and ask that lady like, hey, what's
the fucking deal?
What's your deal?
Yeah, man? Get her, come on in.
She's here. Out there all the time.
I know,
all the time.
Yeah, we should, next Tuesday. Let's go get her.
Can you do that? I don't even think like they don't stop her ever, but
I don't think she's breaking any laws.
No, but still, like it's a law that you can't hang like posters, or you can't hang signage off of your house. Like I know for
I don't
a fact,
know the laws
like,
about that. Yeah,
that's actually, that's definitely a law. Where okay. It's like, how can you just hang signage off of a fucking major highway?
Maybe it's just like she's there until someone tells her to leave, then she comes back tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. She's there all the time. It's like right before the Sayre Bridge.
Yes,
it's right there by like Bryn Mawr, I believe it is.
You're right. Yeah, it's exactly where it is. So there's just like there's enough of it that it's not going away. And they're latching on to these different things. Like they have all kinds of things where they say like Kim Jong-un is really he was really installed by the CIA. So like he works for us and that's why Trump is dealing with him. It's like, okay, well, like what the fuck? But Trump also hates the CIA. Like Trump is actively hates the CIA. So how could it be both things? Then they said that like the Mueller investigation was really like a ruse and Mueller was actually working for Trump. And Mueller was going to the real Mueller investigation was investigating like these, this child prostitution ring, but they just needed a cover so nobody would be onto them. So there's just all sorts of like crazy, crazy, conspiracies linked to this QAnon and you know, they're not really seemingly ever turning out to be true.
I have any legs to them.
Yeah.
Now you're right though. I did see in one of the videos you sent me. Where people are bringing like a cutout Q to like the rallies.
Yeah.
Like it's becoming that big. So it's not just like a small group of people.
And it's they're not afraid to be open about it. Like that's another thing. And, you know, there is this example, like they cited this one thing where I think it was down in Florida and Trump, like this family had like Q t-shirts and Trump, you know, supposedly pointed to them. And like gave him a thumbs up or something, but like, and so that went nuts in like the the 4chan, 8chan, QAnon message boards. Like, oh, he's acknowledging us, and it's like he could have just been like, you know, pointing at the crowd, you know, the bright lights. He doesn't even fucking see him.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they interview, I think it was Vice interviewed like those people, and this could be like my bias, but they don't look like the type of people who would know how to find 4chan and 8chan. Like, you know, like you and I are talking, like we're on the internet all day, every day for our job. I don't know where the fuck those places are, really. And these people are like, you know, they're going to be at the diner with guys who look like Vin Dog. You know, like they're like older, like, and they, but they're able to like navigate, and they're like into the, like in deep into QAnon. So it's like, who, like, how is this getting so big? Like, to me, it's like, I hear 4chan, it's like you have to be like a computer hacker to understand it. Yeah. But that's not the case. Like, it's becoming like way more widespread, and it's a community that's so large, and they feel powerful enough to like kind of come out of the shadows.
Let's take a quick break and let's talk about JP Grazianos. Chief, I'll tell you this, man. I went to a barbecue a couple weeks ago, and I forgot the muffaletta mix.
Ugh.
And this is no joke. This isn't just for the ad. And I swear, people were just shooting daggers through me.
Well, I mean, send you home.
Yeah.
Like, what are you here for?
I know.
If you don't bring the muff.
It was not good. They're like, no. They were like, they said that they're Italian sausage, but they were putting it on the last, the previous barbecue. There's like, it's not, it's just not as good without it.
I just did brats over the weekend, and I don't have a grill yet, so I'm still kicking it on the cast iron. I just pour that right in the pan. So you cook the brats in that oil, and
do you use the hot or do you use
I like the hot, but they're both good. Like, yeah. It gives it a little extra flavor no matter what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cooking stuff in that oil, especially the brats, oh, it just makes it so, like, that much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. No, so definitely go get some, jpgraziano.com, or just go to tasterealchicago.com. You can get the 4-pack, the mild, the hot, jardinera, and muffaletta, or you can just get them individually. If you just like one or the other, if you just like jardinera, if you just like muffaletta, you could do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So go to tasterealchicago.com, go to jpgraziano.com, go get your muffaletta and your jardinera mix. All right, let's hop back into the show. Yeah. And
it's weird.
No, you're right. Like the video of the people, they were sitting at a picnic table.
Mm-hmm.
With this video on Vice, I'll post on the blog. And it was just, these people really, like, believe what's going on.
They're in. Yeah, they really are. And they're like, we voted for Obama. You know, so it's not like there are these. And I do think that there's, like, this, you know, QAnon has been labeled as far right. And I think that its appeal is wider reach than that. Like, I don't. When you listen to those people talk and you read other things, it's like there's a lot of people who just seem like working class people or all, you know, it's not just, and then you have like the tech nerd type people who are into it. It doesn't seem like there's any sort of like common link between who believes in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a lot of people out there. Yeah. So I don't know. It's a bizarre community, and it's weird that it seems like it's still growing, but they don't get anything right. So it's like, how can this community keep growing without like having at least some small victories along the way? Unless they're getting them somehow that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Which is entirely possible.
Now, how do you feel about, like, is this technically a conspiracy theory? Yes, because you're believing something from a message board that is like an coding and messaging, right?
Yeah.
That is a higher meaning. So I guess that is technically a conspiracy theory.
I've been pushing back on this idea that conspiracy is a bad word. And I that's like, there's been documents released about that saying after the Warren report, after the Kennedy assassination, that there was like an active plan to make conspiracy a bad word, to make it sound like, oh, if you believe this, like you're a crazy person, to like discredit anybody who was like pushing a quote unquote conspiracy. Conspiracy just means, you know, two or more people collaborating to do something. You and I have a conspiracy to do a podcast. We're conspiring to do a podcast. And so like, I don't know, like, is this a conspiracy? I don't know, but like conspiracies also seem like they should have an end goal, and that's not obvious to me either. It's like it's to me it's more like a phenomenon. Like, what's going on here? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
How do you feel talking about something like this though? Because to me it's like, you know, you talk about fucking Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you talk about some of the things about the earth.
Yeah.
Like, that's like kind of like, oh, like this is fascinating, this is fun. Whereas this is kind of like a lot of people are kind of getting fucked up on this shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, so like a lot of the topics we talk about, I really like them, but I like them in the way that I also like an Indiana Jones movie.
Yes.
You know, where it's like, this is kind of interesting and it's kind of fascinating and maybe there's a little something there. But, you know, whatever. It's just kind of fun. This one feels more serious because the accusations are horrible.
Yes.
You know, and scary. And
it's legitimately affecting the country. Like, not saying, like, yeah, you know, these people indirectly, but, you know, mm-hmm, the whole war against, it's everything.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's like, well, I really hope they're not right, too. You know, yeah, and it's just like, you know, you just never know, like, it just seems like it's something that's out of control, and maybe there's like kernels of truth, and it's like, well, maybe instead of just being like saying all sorts of like wild things, like maybe somebody should be focusing on just like the little kernels, and it just seems like now it's like adding to the noise, and it's just, I don't know, it just seems like everything's upside down, the whole planet.
You think people have lost their mind?
A little bit, yeah. And it's just like the internet really is the wild, wild west. So anyone can say anything and anything can take off. And that is kind of scary in and of itself. Like, there's no checks. And it's like, well, they're probably out there saying, well, we're checks against like the real media and they're the ones who are lying. And there's been plenty of examples to prove that the media is lying and getting things wrong. So it's just like, you know, there's a lot of finger pointing going on, and I just want to stand off the side and just kind of focus on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the true devious people when it comes to all this are the ones who are spreading shit that they know is false.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just
like
to it.
Yes. Like the people who are finding clips of long videos and they're going to take like a little 11-second chunk, mm-hmm, and pass it off as like, hey, this person believes this.
Yeah.
I think that's the scariest part of all this.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like our camera guy does that to me oftentimes. So it takes something I'm explaining and makes the thing that I believe that. Better not do that today.
You know what I'm saying, though? Yeah. You see that, mm-hmm, so much.
You really do. And I think they call that shit posting. And then, you know, we should do an episode on this. Like, Russia has, like, it's a proven thing that they have, like, an entire division in their, like, I don't know if it's called the KGB or what anymore, but all they do is create Facebook accounts and create, you know, social media accounts to kind of incite, you know, argument. And they'll start it off as, like, this, like, oh, I'm big into Ford trucks. And they just, so they grow their audience. And then you kind of forget like what accounts you follow, and all of a sudden it switches to a, you know, like a white supremacist account.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what the fuck is it? And then you're following it and you're just angry at this account because it used to be trucks, and then they switch without you realizing, and now it's just creating like controversy and sowing like unrest.
Yeah, we should definitely talk, yeah, about that sometime. But you're right. That's exactly it. And it's like when it comes to, you know, another issue, it's like, oh, well, remember this? Look at this guy. This happened to him. And it's like, no, actually, that picture was from 2013.
You're right.
You know, and, mm-hmm, it'll have like, you know, 54,000 retweets.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Like, it's, yeah, those are the people who are really like,
they're bad.
They're shit stirs. Yeah. Yes.
I think that's called shit posting. I think that's like a real name for it. They, okay, just post things to get people pissed off.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Fuck, man.
Intentionally deceitful.
Yeah, I don't know. Anything else in this QAnon?
I can't figure it out. No. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, it has like my curiosity, but it's like, I don't know how much more time I can spend thinking about these people.
Yeah.
So, because it just doesn't seem to go anywhere.
Speaking of which, we should do one on Anonymous as well.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's another fascinating thing.
Huge.
Yeah.
Hugely fascinating. Yeah.
Like they
all the WikiLeaks and all those things.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's got to be a group of people, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be impossible to think that it's all one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just pop up out of nowhere. And
they're like the scariest people in the world.
They are.
Yeah.
They really are. Remember, yeah, I think, did they say something to Barstool once, like back in the day? I remember.
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah. I tried to find it when this all came out a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Portnoy was like, oh, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I'm not going, nope, to war with anyone except,
right, yeah, with, yeah, except for them.
Yeah.
Because they're incredibly powerful. You, yeah, don't know what they, like, who knows what they do or, yeah, where they are. You can't fight them.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Well, all right, Chief. Thanks for that. Interesting stuff. Kind of, I don't know, wild stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody, thank you for listening. That's it for today. We will see you all tomorrow.